There is a solemnity and a somberness that always strikes my heart after proclaiming the Lord's passion. More words seem like they'd just be a distraction to what we should be contemplating. Yet here we are. And this year, on top of the usual somberness, it's hard not to also feel a certain extra heaviness. And maybe you do too. And that is natural and probably good for us. The heaviness of these days might just make us into Christians of real substance, with a deeper wisdom and a deeper groundedness than what our superficial culture can provide. So hear me out for a few minutes. Everything in this life passes. All our projects, all our plans, even all our relationships, from the biggest to the smallest, from the best to the worst, nothing in this world lasts forever. Just a few days ago, on April 2nd, we celebrated the feast of St. Francis of Paola, a hermit from the 15th century. He wrote this: "I earnestly admonish you, therefore, my brothers, to look after your spiritual well-being with judicious concern. Death is certain. Life is short, and it vanishes like smoke." Death is certain. Life is short, and it vanishes like smoke. Think of everything in your life that has vanished like smoke in these last few weeks. So many plans and projects brought to nothing, forced to absolutely change. Things that you thought were so important, simply gone. Things you thought you were in control of, also gone. The whole world has ground to a halt. And there is a lesson in that, and one that we would be wise to pay attention to. In 2008, in Assisi, in Italy, a Polish sister who was sharing the same retreat house where our first pilgrimage group was gave me this holy card. I've had it ever since. I love the image, but I love what she wrote on the back in both Polish and in English. She said, "Only God's love is forever. Only God's love is forever." And for that reason, we should go back to St. Francis of Paola and look after our spiritual well-being with judicious concern. He goes on to say, "Fix your minds then on the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Inflamed with love for us, he came down from heaven to redeem us. For our sake, he endured every torment of body and soul and shrank from no bodily pain. He gave himself as an example of perfect patience and love. We then are to be patient in adversity. Our Lord, inflamed with love for us, comes down from heaven to redeem us, to save us. And for our sake, he endured every torment of body and soul, every suffering imaginable he endured. He shrank from no bodily pain. And he gave himself as a perfect example of patience and love. And so we then are to be patient in adversity. We are going to need patience right now, because we as a world need to be in this for the long haul." So a word on patience. Patience. It doesn't mean what you probably think it means. It is not principally an ability to wait, but a capacity to suffer. The word patience comes from the Latin patior, to suffer, to endure, which is why we call the sick in the hospitals patients. So much of our culture revolves around a flight from suffering, and part of that is very understandable. But a larger part is completely fantastical, utterly disconnected to how life actually is. And our fear of suffering borders on the pathological. Suffering is to be avoided at all costs. But friends, if you live, you will suffer. If you love, you will suffer more. And if you are a Christian, you are willing to suffer even more. Suffering is a necessary condition in this fallen world. And so rather than foolishly seek to avoid it at all costs, which, by the way, is impossible, we better square up to this reality. We better pray and work to develop the virtue of patience, not just an ability to wait, but a capacity to suffer. How can that suffering have meaning? How does the suffering of these days, these weeks, these months have meaning? It's a big question. It's too much for this homily to answer, and I don't have an answer anyway. I'd like to point you to the wisdom of St. John Paul II, who wrote an apostolic letter in 1984 called Salvifici Doloris, Redemptive Suffering. Look it up. Pray with it this week. Suffice it to say that suffering acquires its deepest meaning when it is done with love and for love. When rather than allowing the circumstances of the world to impose suffering on us, we embrace the suffering that this life brings, and we do it with love and for love. And of course, it has its greatest effect and power when it is united with the God who is love. Today, this Mass is popularly known as Palm Sunday. Its proper name, however, is Passion Sunday. Passion. It shares the same Latin root as patience, and so it means to suffer. Jesus is passionately in love with us, and so he is willing to suffer. The great Saint Clare of Assisi said, "Love that is not willing to suffer is not worthy of the name." Well, the love the Lord has for us, on full display this week, what we just heard as his passion was recounted, is more than willing to suffer, and to suffer for us, and to suffer with us. He suffers because he loves us. Returning once again to St. Francis of Paola, as we contemplate Christ's passion, we see how he, quote, gave himself as an example of perfect patience and love. The more we contemplate Christ's patience and love, the more we begin to follow in the path of that patient love. As we contemplate him in this Holy Week, as we pray with his passion, as we listen to the words of the gospel, as we dwell upon the richness of the scriptures, we begin to discern the path we ought to walk as Christians, as disciples, as followers of Jesus. Growing in the virtue of patience will lead us to grow in another virtue, compassion. Once again, that Latin root to suffer is present in this word. Compassion means to suffer with, not simply to be nice or understanding or comforting, but something much more substantial, to suffer with. And if patience is the capacity to suffer, then compassion is a willingness to go beyond ourselves and to suffer with someone else. And friends, if we grow in that virtue, then we start to mirror the heart of Jesus, And that is the goal of the Christian life. And that is the goal of your Christian life. To have your heart become like the heart of Jesus. Jesus' heart, pierced out of love for us, willing to suffer for us, and willing even today to suffer with us. Will we let the saving events of this Holy Week draw our hearts closer to His heart? It depends. Anytime our hearts are involved, it means we will have to engage our will and make choices. So what will we choose? Pope Francis, in that extraordinary, truly extraordinary, Urbi et Orbi blessing, the blessing of the city and the world, given on March 27th, said this in his homily. Lord, you are calling us to seize this time of trial as a time of choosing. It is not the time of your judgment, but of our judgment. A time to choose what matters and what passes away. A time to separate what is necessary from what is not. It is a time to get our lives back on track with regard to you, Lord, and to others. Friends, we need to seize this time of trial as a time of choosing. It is not simply a question of choice about what we should do with our time, like when I should get up, or should I make my bed, or should I do my homework, or should I help with the family chores? What should I do with this time? It is about choosing on a deeper, much more fundamental level, at the level of the heart, getting our lives back on track with the Lord and with others. It is a question about choosing whether we will create space in our lives so that we can actually listen to the voice of God. Choosing if we will really love our family. Choosing how we will serve, who we will serve. Choosing to see if there's someone who needs to be taken care of and then to act upon that. Choosing to pray for those who are suffering, those who are dying, those who are on the front lines. Choosing to intercede for them with intentionality and with purpose. But ultimately, it is about choosing if God will really be the center of our lives and of our actions. Will He be there at the center? Will we really worship Him? Will we really follow Him? Will we really listen to Him? Brothers and sisters, the love of Jesus, which knows no limits, is on full display this week. May we patiently and passionately pay attention.